we're talking about clothes. What would you call clothes, say, that, that somebody else had owned before you got them? You would call those...
Second-handed.
Would second-handed clothes, would that apply to clothes that a child would get or a grown-up or same thing?
Second-hand furniture, they call it second-hand furniture. A couch is sitting on second-hand.
Is that right? Where'd you get it?
Well, from down the store, down on 8th Avenue. It's a second-hand store. That machine's second-hand.
I see.
Sewing machine.
Well, have you ever heard clothing like that called hand-me-downs? Or?
Yeah, you call it hand-me-downs. That's when it's in the family. They're like mine. Girls, I'm my oldest girl. Mm-hmm. And my oldest girl, she, my girl next to her, now she get her hand-me-downs. Mm-hmm. My younger girl get her hand-me-downs.
That's convenient when it works out like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Save a lot of money.
Sure does.
Have you ever
about once a year?
Yeah. Have you ever heard any particular words for real fashionable clothes or real good-looking clothes? Maybe just any words in general for something like that?
I don't know. Some old people say that's nice looking or something pretty.
Or you know, sometimes when
is that supposed to be a panther or a tiger on your church?
That's, it says Puma, P-U-M-A. Mm-hmm. That's a kind of a big cat, like a leopard or a tiger or, or something like panther, something like that.
You see cats look a little bit like that on the TV in cartoons.
The Pink Panther.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I watch that every now and then myself.
Yeah, you see it every Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
It still comes on.
Yeah, I know. I watch it every now and then.
You do?
Get up just like a kid and watch cartoons on Saturday.
It's all right.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's one way to pass away time. I mean, you enjoy it like anybody else.
There's a lot worse things that you could do, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. Could have passed somebody all night long on the telephone.
Did that fellow call you up all the time or just that one time?
Just that one time.
Well, say, you know, if during winter time, have you ever heard of people storing their clothes in their closet during the winter, maybe put them in some kind of bag or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they're simple clothes.
Have you ever, is that bag, does that have a name? What would you call that thing that you put them in to store them for the winter?
I don't know, unless it is, put it in there with mothballs.
I see. Or, you said that you worked at a laundry. When you get through with the clothes, did you ever put them in some kind of bag or something?
No, I didn't. No, you see, I'll take them out. We put them in a big old outfit, look like a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
You shake them up and turn them on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We shake them out and leave them on the table, and we get through to that other side of the table, turn them around, and run through a mangle.
Mm-hmm.
And they pull them up on around the other side of the mangle. They pull them up, and they tie them up and put them in bundles,
mm-hmm.
like a bunch of sheets, towels, and showcase, things like that, you see. We are, well, I had they do with this flat work.
Mm, I see. Well, did anybody down there?
It's a flat work because sheets, showcase, and towels, washcloth, things like that.
I see. When you got through with them, did anybody put them in some kind of protective covering or something like that?
Well, they wrap them up in paper.
Just in paper?
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, the truck driver will get them and give them to the customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about shoes, what kind of shoes would you say those are that you're wearing now?
Tennis.